It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
We welcome you to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. There are a couple of significant projects getting underway in Tuolumne and Groveland. They are community resilience centers. Here to get us up to speed on what they are and how they came about is Tuolumne County's Deputy County Administrator, Maureen Frank. Deputy Administrator Frank, thank you for coming in today.
You're quite welcome. Glad to be here and glad to talk about these projects. They're exciting ones.
Yeah, so before we get into what a community resilience center is, can you explain a little bit about the history of where the money came from to do these projects?
Sure. So the history on the National Disaster Resiliency Competition is how the county and, or actually the state of California, received the money for this. And it was spurred out of the Obama administration, and several of his cabinet members were getting frustrated and tired of responding to or helping out, you know, states, cities, counties in regards to helping them rebuild, because when they gave money to help in those disasters, people, entities were building back in the same place and in the same methods. And so we weren't building in resiliency in our communities. And so they thought a better way of just providing money to entities to just rebuild the same, why not challenge them to look at things differently and build more resilient? And so from that, in 2014, Congress authorized the National Disaster Resiliency Competition and funded it to put out these call for projects, if you will, or call for applications. And in order to apply for these funds, you had to have a federally declared disaster. And so for Tuolumne County in 2013, as many of you were here for, Tuolumne County experienced the Rim Fire. And at the time, the Rim Fire, we burned a little over 7,317 acres. And it really destroyed a lot of our natural beauty of our county, but it also really hurt us in regards to our economics. And a lot of businesses couldn't survive because we were dealing with the fire for months on end. And we really needed to look at a better way for us to become more resilient. So in 2014, the state of California, and by the state of California, the lead agency is the Housing and Community Development Department, along with Sierra Nevada Conservancy and CAL FIRE, teamed up with both Tuolumne County and the U.S. Forest Service to put together a application. And in doing so, the first things that we did as the NDRC team for California is held several meetings in our community. And we reached out to the community and asked the residents, what does resiliency mean for you? And how should we go forward with this application? And what we heard was a need for better response or recovery to and from emergencies was number one. The second item that we heard most about was a need to create a more healthier, sustainable forest for us. And then three was a need for a better economy that really capitalizes on some of our natural assets that we have in the county and try to create new businesses and jobs. From that, then, the community was asked to submit proposals to the NDRC team. And the NDRC team, at the close of the proposal period, received over 215 proposals. And at that time, our work was cut out for us. The NDRC team then had several meetings and, to say the least, lots and lots of discussion. And all of those 215 proposals were then whittled down, and we created a program that had three major pillars to it. And the three pillars are the forest and watershed health, and that one involved biomass removal from the forest as it related directly to the Rim Fire, forest restoration, meadow fence trough restoration, and then the creation of additional fuel breaks in our county. The second pillar is the biomass utilization facility. And this pillar makes loans out to businesses to bring, as we talked about just a minute ago, new businesses into the county and trying to create jobs related to biomass. And most likely from that pillar, they're going to bring in, and they're looking at bringing in at least two to three businesses. And then the third pillar, which is the responsibility of Tuolumne County, is the creation of at least one community resiliency center in the county. So we had that in mind, and we had our application ready to go, and the process was really a two-phase process. So at the initial phase, there were over 56 applications from cities, counties, states across the United States, and of which 23 were then invited to submit a phase two application. California being one of those that was submitted on. The next round was the final round, and of that 23, only 13, of course, California being one of them, that received grant funds. And from that, we received $70 million for those three pillar projects that we had. We had applied for 114, but we only received $70
million. So a pretty good amount of money.
Not bad. You know, it was enough money to really effectively make some concrete changes and respond to the comments we got from the community in regards to what does it mean to be resilient and what are some of the things that we can do to make ourselves more resilient. So in 2016, we received the grant funds, and since that time, the NDRC team has been working diligently on those three pillars.
So was the Rimfire Recovery kind of the sole project from California that received money?
That's correct. Between the periods of 2010 and 2013, there were actually six counties that were eligible to apply. And Tuolumne County, along with the five other counties, submitted an initial application to the state of California. And the state of California decided to go with one project or one county, and that was Tuolumne.
So you indicated there was money for one community resilience center. How did it come to be that there's two projects now?
interesting thing. So when we applied for the grant application originally, there were two community resiliency centers within the grant application. And when we did not receive the full $114,000, we were cut down to $70,000. The state decided that, okay, we'll just build one resiliency center instead of two. There were also cuts in the Forest and Watershed Health Program. And so with that, Tuolumne County was not happy with that decision. And we discussed... put it that way, with the state, the possibility, please leave open the possibility for us to do two centers and let us proceed at least through phase one of the project in order to prove to you that we could do two centers with the money we had. And through that system all the way along, through the process of creating the community resiliency centers, we always had in mind, at least in Tuolumne County, that we really were looking for two centers. The communities of Groveland and Tuolumne are very different and have very different needs. And when we talked to them, the needs were dramatic and the opportunities were terrific in both of those communities. And, you know, the board and the community did not want to pick which community was going to get the center. And so as we went along and progressed with the initial designs of the facility, we realized that we probably had a shortfall of close to $3 to $5 million. And the Board of Supervisors and their advocacy and talking and meeting with the state a few times finally realized how determined we were to build two centers, not just one center. And they were great and creative in finding additional money through a program they had that was ending, but they had money that was turned back from other communities that couldn't utilize the money or couldn't make the timelines. And so from the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, the Community Resiliency Program received an additional $5 million to help bridge that funding gap.
We're talking about the Tuolumne County Community Resilience Centers that are being built this summer. We're talking with Maureen Frank, who is the Deputy County Administrator for Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.